she would have had pressures within her own party and within her own support base. But she was quite honest and quite open about that. But overall, she really, really enjoyed the occasion, and she was really, really interested in the sport itself. It was interesting, and from the rules to the sport. And I think her big takeaway from the sport point of view as well was the athleticism of the players. And
seeing then, Michelle O'Neill, yourself, Arlene Foster, and a few Donegal people getting in there on pictures and selfies and all that type of stuff. Can we read anything into that? And of course, I'm not saying this is going to change everything, but were people caught up in the moment, or is this perhaps one thread of a blanket moving forward, if you get where I'm coming from?
Well, look, I suppose it takes time for these things, for people to, I suppose, evaluate the significance of it. And, you know, this morning I was just thinking about it, and, you know, here you have a DUP leader living a few miles from the border in Fermanagh. She's at an Ulster final, which is on the other side of the border in County Monaghan. And, you know, you have a cross-border derby, for the want of a better description. And in the context of Brexit, in the context of the uniqueness of the border, it was very symbolic and very, very... a very, very worthwhile event for her to attend. Because one of the questions she did ask me yesterday, it was a curiosity one, was she asked me, are all the supporters together? We all just take that for granted, that the player or the supporters are all dispersed around the ground with each other, plenty banter, plenty slagging, but ultimately respect. So I think it was one of her big takeaways, the fact that here you have an Ulster final, big game, very, very important, and then you've all the support, you've the green and gold all mixed together.